Hello. From the BBC in London, this is Tony Arthur with the best of British folk music in Folkweave. To my mind, you can't even begin to think about English folk music without Martin Carthy. Martin Carthy was the man who taught Bob Dylan the tune for Bob Dylan's Dream and Paul Simon how to play Scarborough Fair. In fact, he's the most imitated person on the English folk scene. His weird and wonderful guitar tunings give his interpretation of folk songs a certain magic. And the only sad thing about his ventures into folk rock with bands like Steel I Span is that then we miss out on his solo performances. But here's one that we captured on tape at the Cambridge Folk Festival. Martin seemed to be everywhere. He organised a guitar workshop and appeared on every stage he could find, so that by the time of his appearance on the main stage, the audience were expecting a devastating set. And they got it. Martin Carthy.
When I was very young, me missus and me, we never could agree, because that my master, he would love me. Missus sent me upstairs to the loft, to make up a bench so neat and soft. Master followed up the with a gay gold ring, saying, Betty, and this for your bed making. All through the kitchen and down through the hall, all through the parlour among the women all. Master followed up the with a gay gold ring, saying, Betty, and this for your bed making. In a great haste, caught the master there with his arm round my waist. From the top to the bottom stairs she did him think, saying, Mr. Badland, for your bed making. All through the kitchen and down through the hall, all through the parlour among the women all, everybody asked me wherever I had been, and they laughed when I said at the bed making. Missus, she flung me out of the door. She called me a nasty, cheeky little whore. The weather being wet and me clothes being thin, I wished I was back at the bed making. She cried when she thought of the bed making. 8 months over and 9 months gone, pretty fair maid had a beautiful son. She took him to the church, she had him christened John. She took him back again to the dear old man. She cursed him through the kitchen and down through the hall, cursed him through the parlour among the women all, saying, if you won't pay me, take your little son John, cos he never cost you nothing but a bed making.
To stay in tune, I shan't shift the capo, and I'll do one called The Worcestershire Wedding, or The Old Woman All Clothed in Grey. If you don't know it, the basic idea of it is that mother is arguing with her daughter because her daughter has contrived to become pregnant in spite of her mother's advice. and her mother's advice was that she should get a piece of string and tie her big toes together. Leading the witty to the obvious point, how long is a piece of string, I suppose?
Has a very short chorus,
which goes, fa-la-diddle-ah, fa-da-da-diddle-dum-day, like that. Clothed in grey, had a daughter both charming and young. The Roger deluded away with his false flattering tongue. With him she so lately had been, abroad in the medicine fields, till her belly grew up to her chin. Her spirits were down to her heels. All a diddle off, all the dog diddle dum day. Mother, you silly young fool, that's playing the a-ding and ding. Why didn't you follow my rule and tie your toes up with a string? It was Roger, the daughter replied, called me his dippity bird. Said he would make me his bride, but he wasn't as good as his word. All I did love for the dog diddle dum day. Go fetch me me crutches, she cries, and bring me me spectacles too. For if he will not make you his bride, I'll sure split his head into two. She comes to him there at the mill, at him with her crutches she fight, cries, why don't you marry me daughter, make her as honest as I. All a diddle all for the dog diddle dum day. If I take her now off your hands, you must make me the lord of your store. Money, your building and land, says she, you shall have all your wish. Money, me silver and gold, says he, I've been looking for this. It'll keep out the wind and the cold. Fall a diddle all for the dog diddle dum day. Say for a girl or a boy, young missus looked fine as a dirt. His mother, she came with the joy, danced a fine jig on her crutches. All along the diddle all for the dog diddle dum day. I had a request to sing this. In fact, I had two requests to sing it. Both today. It's a song called Bruton Town. I haven't sung it yet. Why not? In Bruton town there lived a noble who had two sons and a daughter fair. By day and night they work and drive in to fill their sister's heart with care. One night of restless slumber, one brother rose up from
court their sister. But he heard they had a mind to wed. He heard he rose the very next morning. Young man a murder in the bramble briar, his body he thrust. Oh brothers, brothers, why do you whisper? And what's become of the servant man? We lost him when we've been a-hunting. We lost him when he'll ne'er be found. Crying and lamenting and weeping for her untrue love. And as she slept, she dreamed that she saw him all covered all o'er with gore and blood. Very next morning, she searched the woods and the country round, and there she found her own dear jewel in the bramble briar where his body lay. At night she did stay by him. She kissed his eyes that could not see, and to keep him from the heat of the sunshine, she has covered him with green leaves up in the tree. 3 days and nights she did stay by him. She thought her heart would break with woe, till cruel hunger came upon her. Why do you whisper? And won't you tell us where you've been? Stand off, stand off, you bloody butcher. My love and I, you have both slain.
Play a tune or two. first one is called Lumps of Plum Pudding, and the second one is called Three Around Three. In fact, the first one has got words, if you want to sing. Lumps of plum pudding and pieces of pie. See my pop. Lumps of plum pudding and pieces of pie, my mother she gave me for telling a lie. She gave me so much, I fear I shall die from lumps of plum pudding and pieces of pie. This is a thing called Johnny Sands, a very short song, and it's about how you might wish to murder your wife. Your pencils and paper at the ready, taking notes. Very much to the point. Johnny Sands, he was a fine young man, and he married a lady gay. And though she brought him gold and she brought him land, she proved him a terrible plague. For night and morn she'd curse and moan, she was full of caprice and whim, till he said he was tired of life, for she was tired of him. Right for lad up and she was tired of him. Oh, says he, I think I'll drown myself in the river that runs below. She says, I wish you would, you silly old sod, I wished it long ago. Says he, I'll stand all on the bank and you go up the hill. Then you can come down and push me in. She says, my love, I will. Right for lad up and sheep, my love, I will. Now, just in case I should lose my courage and try to save my life, you must tie my hands behind my back. I will then, says his wife. And she has tied him as fast can be, and when he's securely bound, she goes off to the top of the hill, and she commenced to run. Right for lad up and she commenced to run. Down the hill came running his loving bride, a-rushing with all her force, all to push him in, but he jumped aside. She went in, of course. Then splashing, dashing like a fish, oh, save me, Johnny Sands, he cries, I would, you surely know I would, but you have tied me hands. Right for lad up and lad up and you have tied me hands. I'd like to sing you this one because you may have read in your Melody Makers about the unfortunate accident, or maybe it wasn't an accident, that occurred to Dave Goulder. That is to say, to Dave Goulder's house. Somebody burned it down and everything he possessed was in it. This is a song that he wrote, which I happen to think is rather beautiful. It's called The January Man.
The January man, he walks the road in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his hair and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands takes the road to watch the sea and find the sun. The September man is standing near to saddle up and lead the year, and autumn is his bridal, and the man of new October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulders. The poor November man sees fire and rain and snow and mist and winter gale. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know they're all a little older. And the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy road he knows so well. Oh, the January man is here, first starting each and every year, along the road forever.
Martin Carthy recorded at the Cambridge Folk Festival. And that's all from Folkweave for now. Till next time, from me, Tony Arthur at the BBC in London, goodbye.